USA Radio News.
Tony Marusso reporting. It's not entirely certain Wednesday which party will control Congress. The results for many key Senate and House races in the midterm elections are still outstanding, but the so-called red wave Republican sweep that was predicted among some pollsters and analysts didn't end up happening. Former Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley believes that many voters rejected the hardline policies of some Trump-backed candidates.
All politics is local, and each district is different. Not one message pertains to each district, and it's about personalities.
Senate races in Arizona and Nevada are still outstanding. Georgia's Senate race is heading into a runoff, which will take place early next month. Former President Donald Trump is livid and screaming at everyone after many Republican candidates backed by him and underperformed in Tuesday's midterm elections, an advisor to Trump said on Wednesday. Trump had endorsed more than 330 GOP candidates running for both state and federal office in this election cycle, but a much-anticipated red wave of Republican victories never came in the fight for control of Congress. Candidates matter, the Trump advisor, who was not named, said, adding, they were all bad candidates. Elon Musk's firing at Twitter was nothing. Zuckerberg is firing 11,000 at Meta.
Meta Platforms says it will cut more than 11,000 workers, or 13% of its staff, as restructuring to cope with struggling online marketing and falling stock prices are taking a toll. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg said he is taking responsibility for the firings. The company is also tightening its belt by reducing its office space, moving to desk sharing, and extending a hiring freeze through the first quarter of 2023. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock's race against Republican Herschel Walker will head to a runoff in December, potentially meaning the Senate majority may not be determined for weeks. With both Nevada and Arizona Senate races still undetermined, the Georgia runoff could very well decide the majority, just as it did in January 2021. Tropical Storm Nicole is expected to become a hurricane soon and is headed toward landfall on Florida's Atlantic coast early Thursday. Its effects are already being felt along the coast in places like Cocoa Beach. Asher Edwards' family business normally rents chairs, umbrellas, and other items to beachgoers. On Wednesday, he and some friends were moving them from their storage shed on the beach.
Ian just ripped our roof off, but it's freshly secured on there with new, you know, bolts and brackets, so I don't think it'll get ripped off this time, but the tide's so high that it kind of just ravaged everything, so we're unloading the shed just in case it floats away. There's really not much more we can do. Hoping to anchor it down, tie all everything up together.
New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, Wednesday morning was telling reporters there are many House races that are still much too close to call. Congressman Maloney lost his seat to his Republican opponent and has conceded the race. Wednesday morning, he told reporters it's important to carry oneself with dignity, regardless of the circumstances.
In this life, how you handle defeat is as important as how you handle success, and we had an equal measure of both last night.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.